Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Mark Zeno in for Bo today. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Guys, Crumble Cookie won. Kalani Sitake is staying with BYU.
There you go. I told you the 50% off code for Crumble Cookie, Kalani.
Did you know about this, Mark?
No.
So the CEO of Crumble Cookie is a BYU donor. And decided it was his mission to make sure that Kalani Sitake stayed.
Time to rise up, Crumble Cookie people.
Got everyone to support with all the messages and everything on Twitter.
And she read his tweet yesterday, and I was like, I swear there's going to be like a discount code afterward that says go to our website and enter in a discount code Kalani.
I've never ordered that stuff because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You want more.
I would eat the whole damn box.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, what part is dangerous? The delivery driver or the or no, the calories?
Dangerous to me.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
Like, I wouldn't share.
I don't know that anybody orders Crumble Cookie for themselves.
You always send it to somebody
else. You always send Crumble Cookies. So it's like ordering flowers for yourself.
Well, but with Crumble Cookie, I think if you're taking it to an office or something, you know you're going to partake.
I mean, that's a good point, but I just don't think that anybody's ever like, you know what, man? I'm going to fire up the old app and get some Crumble Cookies delivered to the house. It's not Papa John's, you know? It's Crumble Cookies.
By the way, side note, a lot of people are upset at me at my traffic.
Oh, I know.
They are.
Shout out to the guy, Jesse, that just hit me up on Instagram, and he was like, you should fight him in the studio
right now. Oh, he just
tweeted
me.
Yeah.
He said, can we lock Mark Zeno up and throw away the key?
Yeah.
You know what? Please.
Yeah.
I'd like to be by myself.
Count me on that bandwagon right now. I've got to cool off a little bit.
But yeah, Kalani Sitake's saying, which is interesting because BYU is another. They shouldn't be in this conversation for the college football playoff.
Don't think so. Yeah, I mean, they got handled
good.
By Tech.
They're not good. This is a program now that, you know, repeatedly has found stability inside the Big 12, and I think he's done a wonderful job out there. And you know, even with a quarterback wearing 47, which should also be illegal.
No, I'm here for it, dude. I'm here for it because I don't like my quarterback to be like this little, you know, preppy, you know, kid that thinks he needs to wear number 8. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Number 1 through 19.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
just pick one.
No. Like, if he wants to be like,
19
no,
options. Pick
if
one.
If I want to wear a
one?
Linebacker fullback number, I want to. Then I like that about a guy. You know what I mean? Blue collar football, Mark Zeno.
Yeah, okay.
Surprised you're not signing up for that. You like the pretty boys back there at quarterback that want their little single digit numbers.
There's so few of us.
Yeah.
He'll follow those rules, but not traffic laws.
I just to finish up this conversation, I said yesterday I had a hard time believing a guy at a place like BYU would leave his alma mater.
Yeah.
I just didn't see it. I was like, I'm not connecting the dots. Turns out, I don't think he was ever in danger of that happened.
By the way, why hasn't Brent Key gotten an extension yet? What are we waiting on?
It's a good question.
Because that's the guy, if I'm Penn State, that's the guy I'm calling.
Buddy, yeah. I was asked the other day, because all the Kalen DeBoer of Penn State stuff was firing up before the Iron Bowl last week.
Right.
And I was like, if I had my choice of anybody, because Kirby's never leaving, if I had my choice of anybody, I would probably do everything I could to fire up Brent Key.
Hmm.
And Brent Key's from Birmingham. Because I love everything that guy's about, man.
I mean, he is you want to talk about a football coach, right? Like, that's what you want your football coach to be like.
I agree.
I am I think the last time I was here, I was arguing with people about, you know, Georgia Tech and why Key hasn't gotten an extension yet, and you know, whether the Georgia Tech has the funds available to pay him that kind of contract.
Well, if I'm him, I'm going to be real with you. If I'm him, I'm telling them whatever extension they're about to give me to put it towards Buster Faulkner's contract to make sure he stays around too, because that guy is worth a lot of money.
Here's what I've said repeatedly. You should stop trying to find the next Lane Kiffin and go find the next Mike Elko if you're looking for a coach.
Yeah.
Because that was the most uninspiring hire. It was the most uninspiring hire there was. And all that dude does really well is coach football.
Yeah.
And he's turned A&M into the one thing that Jimbo Fisher and everybody else never could do is a consistently well-coached football team with good quarterback play.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, today is signing day. Currently, Georgia ranks fifth best class in the composite rank, but On3 has them ranked at number two with 30 total commits.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year for recruiting. And you mentioned the industry composite. I think USC's got a really good class, Notre Dame, Oregon. The SEC kind of blue bloods are at the back end of the top 10 with the composite. The Georgias, the Bamas, the Texas, you know, Texas A&M, Tennessee, LSU, all those teams kind of biting inside the top 12. But nationally, when you look at a lot of the players, it has started to spread around a little bit. Whereas I think Georgia and Bama dominated these number one classes for so long in the 2010s. You know, a team like USC, it's just a different time. It's just a different time with them being kind of at the top.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lincoln Riley attracts a lot of talent, right? With good reason. You're probably not going to win a national title with him.
Yeah. And reportedly last week, people were talking about he wanted out. That he might want out at USC.
He's a great recruiter. He's a great football coach. He's a bad in-game manager.
I have never been able to get over when they played, what year was that, 2017 in the Rose Bowl against Georgia. I've never been able to get over afterwards him being like, yeah, turns out those SEC defenses, I think that we'd have fared pretty well against those SEC defenses. And I've never lost sight of that because I was like, dude, shut up. You had a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback and a month to prepare for Georgia. I just shut up.
Yeah. And the other part of that, too, I mean, like the Notre Dame game that USC played, that should have been Notre Dame's elimination game because Notre Dame did not outplay USC in that game at home. They didn't. And Lincoln Riley constantly chased points and made a lot of bad coaching decisions in that game that cost his team the game. But I think when it comes to you guys know better than I would. I'm not the recruiting expert by any stretch.
Well, he's going to be here at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, he is. But, you know, the spreading out of talent overall, I think, is good for the sport. But the problem is now you're getting so much money involved in this stuff that kids' decisions are being altered by finances, not for sure. Football.
Yeah, and it's just a new reality. And of course, the Jared Curtis conversation is going to go on today, and I think that's a massive part of it. You're going to be the focal point. You're going to have not only the opportunity to start right away, you're going to have most of the money in the quarterback room. You're going to have the endorsement, any endorsement that Vanderbilt could possibly come up with, that's going to be in your back pocket. Rusty Manziel will be here at 8 o'clock. I wonder, Allie, if he's driving on the shoulder.
There's no way.
I don't think
Rusty,
so either.
Rusty, give the shoulder a try, baby.
I think he's
just give
more
it a try.
It's
kind of liberating.
I think he's more of between the mustard mayonnaise kind of guy. You know what I mean? Like, keep it out there.
We will talk to Rusty at 8 o'clock about Jared Curtis. But each Wednesday night, that is tonight, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. It's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If we could go back in time and meet Mark Zeno as a kid.
No, oh, crap.
We could probably find someone very similar to the kid that Andy and Randy met yesterday.
Oh, God, yes.
This is incredible. Shockingly incredible radio that they had yesterday. Andy and Randy did their live broadcast at Choa. It was a Falcons event. So throughout the show, they're having Falcons players come on, talk to them. They're also letting the patients at Choa interview these guys. So you've got Nathan Carter and Lenny Krieg sitting down with Andy and Randy. And then little Davion.
Little Davion, why is that on Long Island?
Little Davion throws them a question. First, you know, softball warms them up, asks them, what time do you go to bed? And Lenny and Nathan answer appropriately. And then he drops this on them.
Why'd y'all fell off so bad?
Why'd we what?
Fall off so bad.
Fall off. In the context of football?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good question, man.
Now, David, I want you to know, before you answer the question, like, everybody that's listening to us right now is giving you the biggest fist pump.
I don't care.
Everybody's loving it. Everybody's loving it.
No,
everybody's
like, there's some,
I don't really care.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, you should, David. Right. You should, all right? You should.
Should I?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't really care. Hit home.
Oh, my God. But the thing is, he was like, I don't care that people like it.
And right, he's like, you should.
Oh, man. That is heavy. You can just see, I can hear Nathan Carter going, I'm sorry, what?
Right.
My dog
right.
fell off so bad.
In terms of.
Guys.
You know what the problem, you know what the biggest problem is? Me. You know what the biggest problem for Nathan Carter was? He looked to his left and it was a backup kicker sitting there.
I was good. Bro. That worse than that, Nathan Carter's like, bro, I was inactive last week. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? That's a really good question. I would have loved to have had a chance to return those punts.
Here's the thing, though. It didn't stop there.
Oh, there was more.
Oh, no.
But wait, there's more.
Davion's going to ask him another one.
Who do you think should be traded off your team?
Oh, my God. Trade deadline is passed.
It is passed.
Man. Oh, my God.
As a former Falcon, how do you answer a Choa patient?
You know what I would have said to him? You know what I said to him? Don't you have to go back to bed?
Oh.
You go take a rest?
And the Choa kids, you know? The Choa kid?
I think it's time.
You're really going to tell him to go back?
I think it's time for his nap.
Wow. You're going to go at the Choa kid.
You have to know Sinnoh's going to fight Savage with Savage. I mean, come on now.
Listen, if you can dish it out, you better be able to take it.
No, you can't fight Savage with Savage at Choa, bro. I'm sorry.
Mark Zeno will.
Let's just stop right there.
I'll be like, nurse,
you can talk that talk all you want to, but put yourself in that setting right now.
Nurse, it's his bedtime.
Poor. And the thing is, like, I can't think of two people who have less to do with the failures of this team than Nathan Carter
and Lenny Creed. Right, exactly.
Well, Lenny Creed's like, I just got here.
Lenny Creed speaks English.
I'm what you call the international pathway player.
Yeah. I'm just learning that you can't drive on the shoulder in America.
I was the one telling everybody where to go in Germany a month ago.
Not the Autobahn.
This is crazy.
And then they had this nice, like, Christmas cheer moment. They're talking about their favorite jingles and all this stuff.
And Davion comes back in firing?
He goes, I got one more. And we don't have this clip, but they got one more from him. And he goes, boy, the excuse is for losing. And Randy's just like, we got to go to break.
Yeah.
We got to go to break.
Enough. Mike, he was like, Spumoni.
Spumoni.
Uncle.
Spumoni. How many times did I say Spumoni?
But they did start the next break by talking about how that was Mark Zeno as a kid.
That guy.
Oh, how did I get the slander?
Yes, dude.
How did I get the unsolicited slander?
There's nobody on the station. There's three people on the station that catch strays on a daily basis. Bo, Zeno, and Abe.
Yes.
All three
Why
of them.
Why do I
every
catch strays?
Day, man. Because you just said you don't care. You're unapologetic, man. So, like,
you just said you would tell a Choa kid to go back to bed.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, yeah, but why
you catch straight.
On the heels of driving on the shoulder on your way to Choa. You know what I mean? You're like, I got to be at Choa.
I'm running behind. Thing. I got to be at Choa.
Got to go interview Davion.
And guess where I parked, too? Handicap spot.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And that's why you catch strays.
No, hold on. No BS. I had to go to an event for my kids.
No, please tell me you did not park at the handicap spot at Choa.
Not at Choa.
Oh, okay.
I parked in a handicap spot last night, though. My kids had
Dude, what are you doing?
I can hear the tweets coming in right now.
I wish that our tweets
you don't understand.
Slot machine.
We were
jingle.
At the Smyrna tree lighting ceremony. My kids had a chorus concert, right? And like, there was way too many cars for the area. Way too, because three different elementary schools were performing, and just cars everywhere. So I had to fracture the occasional traffic law to get to where I was going. And then there was no spots. I just put the car in park and said, I got to go.
It's like parking in the women's champion spot at his golf course.
Right.
That kid did remind me of, have y'all ever seen the one that went viral last year, 2 years ago, maybe longer than that, where they're doing a math problem? That's what he sounded like. They're like, math. They're like, James has two nickels and a quarter and one penny.
Jayden broke. My kids love that video. He got $1, $2, $2 pennies.
Jayden broke. That's what he sounded like.
I think we can all agree on one thing, though. Davion is definitely a future journalist.
Regardless, I do want to say thank you to Lenny Krieg and Nathan Carter for handling that like pros.
Yeah,
also to the
man.
Falcons for doing shout what out. They did for Choa yesterday. They do amazing things at Choa. If you can donate this holiday season, please do.
I got to
put some goodwill out there.
If I donate, can I tell him to take a nap?
You can not part of any catch.
Davion. Coming up, since we do have Zeno here, we do have some questions about Raheem, and you guys are like besties these days. So we'll talk about that, the future with the Falcons next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.